What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Iron Man, right? That's Ozzy, right?
You got it. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Hugh, this segment, of course, brought to us by...
It's brought to us by CJ Tire and Auto. At CJ's Tire and Auto, you can save big on service and on thousands of tires. From all the top-tier brands you trust, CJ's isn't just about tires. They've got your whole ride covered.
All right, I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Visit CJ Tire and Auto today. Now you can go.
I'll take the blame for that one. I think we send the whole show in for the Marconi.
Yeah,
we got the debate. We got me annoyed at Jolly for thinking he beat me all those years ago. We got the Hugh bringing up stories of Hugh fighting his cousin 20 years ago.
Yeah, I fought it, yeah.
Whew, that was the story you told me to break. All right. Everyone's phone call we will get to this hour. We want to give everyone...
I'm a different person now, though, Joe.
What's that?
I'm a different person.
Yeah, I know. You matured.
I'm matured.
You're grown. Most of the times you are. All right. We will get to all your phone calls. Your chance to win the tickets to the return of the mic coming up to Hard Rock Hotel and Casino January 23rd. Tickets are on sale right now. Ticketmaster.com. Look, I've been telling you about this all week. It's a great price. I'm sure it's going to be a great event. Let's learn more about it, though. We have the opportunity to talk to Iron Mike Tyson, on with us. Tell us about his brand new show and the upcoming bout against Floyd Mayweather. Let's talk to Iron Mike Tyson.
Joining us next, we've been talking about this guy all week because you know why, Hugh. I mean, Return of the Mike is a show coming to the Hard Rock in Atlantic City. We've given away tickets all week long here, and now we get to talk to the guy himself who's going to be doing the show, Mike Tyson, on with us on the Midday Show with Hugh Douglas and Joe Giglio. Mike, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. Good seeing you guys.
You too. So tell us about the show. And our audience has been jumping at the chance to get your tickets. They're on sale right now, by the way, to get tickets to your show, Ticketmaster.com. Tell us about the show. Tell us about the Return of Mike.
Well, this is the Return of Mike because before we did Undisputed Troop, and it was about me and my life and pretty much just everything that happened in my life to the present day. And so we changed it around periodically, and now we decided to come back after a few years. And it's going to be the Return of the Mike. And it's going to be me doing a lot of introspective views about myself. We're going to talk about my fight. By the time I finish my show, I would have had three fights by now. Like Roy Jones, Jake Paul, and now it's going to be Floyd Mayweather. So by the time I finish my show, I would have had three fights by then.
So talk about that Floyd Mayweather fight a little bit. What made you decide to get in the ring with Floyd?
Because Floyd is talking a lot of shit, challenging me. I was minding my business.
It's a good reason.
I wasn't thinking about him. I was thinking about another way where we could invest more money in this and do this. I wasn't thinking about fighting enough. We were all happy about the Jake Paul fight. We said, you know, man, we can never top this, man. How can we top this? Because right after the fight with Jake Paul, I got a serious drop. Boom, I crashed. And it was training for like almost a year, a little more than a year. It all stopped, and it was like depressing. I was really depressed. I said, how can we ever top this? Nobody could ever top this. We broke the whole television system. And this came up. You know, I gotta be sorry. I gotta be careful what I ask for. I might get it, huh?
That does. All right, so tell us.
Yeah, listen, I wasn't expecting it. This guy just came out talking some mad.
That sounds like Floyd.
I didn't say nothing to him or anything. I love Floyd. I don't know why he's talking crazy.
Well, I can't wait for it. So, Mike, take us through your training now. How is it different? How is it the same as years past? Do you train the same way, or have you adjusted that as time has gone on?
From the last fight with Roy Jones, I learned I have to constantly stay in shape. Even after the I stopped training for that period, I have to get right back in shape because it's difficult now when you get. And I thought, listen, I was saying, hey, age is not but a number. But when you get a little older, you have to start. You have to prepare for training. You have to prepare to get in shape. You can't take time off like you normally did when you were younger. You got to constantly be training, mostly 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I can imagine that. So for you, let's talk about the show that people are going to go to. We're giving away these tickets. What's it like for you to be on stage? I mean, you lived on a stage in the boxing room, but this is a different kind of stage. Do you get nervous before you go up there?
I am very nervous. It's like a fight. Just like a fight, I'm relaxed. I'm very confident. I've been doing this for years, and I've been very successful in it. This is going to be all new material, so I'm just looking forward to this being very successful because it's going to be so many. It's going to be about a lot of my lawsuits. It's going to be about my fights and Roy Jones and how I lost to a fucking YouTuber, and we had to resurrect that in some kind of way. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be your laugh. It's going to be very interesting.
No, I'm just saying. To hear you speak, I think that's the greatest thing about this show, Mike, is that it's going to be Mike Tyson unfiltered. And I think that's the beauty of you doing all of this because, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but I met you a while ago at Ohika Castle when he's up there for Big Daddy's golf tournament. And we were talking about being a vegan and stop eating meat.
Yes, yes. I eat meat periodically, especially when I'm selling it. And I periodically go from eating meat to not eating meat. It's just because I like to change my body function. Sometimes I like to crash. That's just my whole mentality. I'm a crash dummy.
No, we were talking about that. You were talking about how you were telling me how meat basically makes you aggressive and everything like that. Yeah, yeah.
Mike Tyson with us here. And coming up, so you have four of these. Rockford, Illinois, Cincinnati, Ohio, Hollywood, Florida, and the one in AC. So you get a little tour here with the Hard Rock. This is awesome. Four different shows you're going to do.
Last time I did it all around the world. I took it all over the world. It's very successful. People liked it. I'm very nervous about doing this because this is going to be new material, but it's going to be very explosive. You know, a caution, it was very graphic, and I might say some things, so you may think twice about bringing your children or something.
So, Mike, when you do these shows, and you do the shows on stage, and it's kind of going through your story, and do you write your material all out, or is it kind of like you just off get up the there, or is it off the cuff?
Listen, it's pretty much in my head. My wife writes it down so I can keep it periodically. Going periodically, but other than that, is basic my life. I'm talking about my life.
You don't use a teleprompter, huh? This is just all you got.
No,
teleprompter. None of that.
It's no fun. Not fun with a teleprompter. Would it be fun?
I'm who you telling, Mike? I know. I do read it,
and I don't read that well
day.
As I remember. So I might stutter or something.
Hey, Mike, I stutter every day. Nothing wrong with that, man. Yes. I do that every day on the air.
So I would be very disastrous if I had to read something.
No, I think it's better this way. Off the cuff, be yourself. Hard Rock Live. So the Hollywood, Florida on December 14th. And so that one is going to be taped and that's going to be on a streaming platform. So people can go to your show, but also this is going to appear on a streaming platform soon.
Yeah, and that's why I'm doing these other shows before I do this, because I got to be at my best because we're filming.
Well, and it's look, we won the tickets on our show this week, Mike. They've loved it. We're giving away a pair of tickets right after we're done talking here. We're going to give away people who stay over at the Hard Rock the night you're going to do your show. So it's really exciting stuff. So when you're thinking about telling your story, which is the fight that is the one that like gets you the most excited to talk about? Of all your fights, which is the one like you love talking
That's
about?
That's a good question.
Wow, I never thought about that. And the Holyfield one is good too, because Holyfield, listen, he's a good guy. He had the open spirit. He could take jokes and everything. He's just the best. Yeah, me, I'm talking about Holyfield's the best. I like Tito. Well, of course, I beat him too, so I have to talk about it.
Yeah, that happened. Yeah, it did. Well, it's good he could take a joke about it. Now,
He's the best, man. He's the best.
Yeah, you guys still see each other? Keep in touch?
Every time we see each other, yeah, I'm pretty much in touch with him. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I keep in touch with him.
Mike, what was it like? What was it like back during the days where you're the champ and you're fighting another big fights? What was it like back then? Because the boxing has changed, right? It's not the same as it used to be. What was it like in its heyday when you were doing your thing?
It was just everybody was fighting everybody. Everybody was coming to the fight. It wasn't nobody that you didn't see. Everybody wanted to come to fight because, believe it or not, everybody was put on television. You're an actor, you're a writer. People come to the fight, boom, you're put on television. And more than anything, we don't tell anybody, but like that camera right there is a narcotic. It's a drug. Once you see yourself on it, you want to constantly see yourself on it looking better and better and better. And that's the drug that we get addicted to.
Yeah, well, we do, and we get addicted to great performers, and you are one, were one, you're going to be one in this Hard Rock thing. Mike, we appreciate you joining us here. Return of the Mic, exclusively to 4 Hard Rock Live venues, and of course, the one here in Atlantic City. We're excited to give away tickets. This Hard Rock.
Oh, we got some good stuff coming. We got some good stuff. This will be some good stuff.
Going to be awesome. Mike, we appreciate you being with us here, and good luck with the tour, and listen, we're excited for this Floyd Mayweather fight. We're excited to watch that one coming up in 2026.
And me too, I'm very excited too, since he's talking so f***ing. This guy's talking. You gotta wait and hear this stuff, man. This guy's God. I think he liked me.
You find out he doesn't sometimes.
Yeah, you find. Hey, you'd be surprised, right?
We're rooting for you, Mike. We appreciate your time. Take care. All right.
Thank you.
Mike Tyson.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And there he was, Mike Tyson, on with us there. Hugh, it was great to talk to him.
He's always a fun time, man. Yeah. I like how he didn't have no clue of what I was talking about.
He didn't remember you at all.
Dude, he big timed the hell out of you.
Man, listen. I just was happy that I had the memory.
Yeah.
And I started telling, so he's like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it. You didn't see like any bit of recollection in his eyes.
No. But, you know, I understand that because I do that all the time. But I'm pretty sure, you know, Mike meets a lot of people, and I was not one of them that he would remember.
I'm sure. One thing that I took away is I'm not surprised, but also surprised that he doesn't like write the material out for his show. And Spike was telling us, because he saw him the first time he did a tour years ago. And Spike said his show was great. Like, he loved it. I'm not surprised because he's a performer, but it's such a different performance.
Well, he's genuine. That's the thing. And you're captivated by the stories he tells because of the life that you know he lived. And so to hear him talk about it, like, you know, there were questions I wanted to ask. I wanted to ask him about, what was it like punching Mitch Green in the face?
Yeah, we only had so much time. Yeah, I wish we had longer. Yeah,
But, you know, and we were told it was only certain things you can ask.
Yep.
But stuff like that, man, because Mike was feared.
Oh,
Mike was feared by a lot of people, man. And when you seen Joe, he's not that tall, but he was powerful. You know what I mean? He was phenomenal in his time. No question about it.
He was a transcendent athlete and name. You know, there are those names in sports where you don't even need both names, right? Jordan, LeBron.
Shaq.
Shaq. Tiger, right? Tiger yeah. Woods and his and Tyson, right? Like you just say the name and it's like a, there's a presence and you know there's all the eyeballs on that guy. He was an incredible fighter, you know, back in obviously his prime, still fighting now and he's going to fight. I loved his rationale for why he's doing the Floyd Mayweather fight. Well, he started talking bleep. I mean, what are you going to do? Got to fight him.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was just, it was phenomenal talk. It's like a few people that you get a chance to talk to, man, that when they talk, you just sit back and you just be like, wow. They got some stories to tell.
Yeah, he does, and I'm sure his show is going to be awesome. All right, we'll give those tickets away coming up in just a few minutes here. Mike Tyson is back. Return of the mic. Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, AC, January 23rd, 2026. We're looking today for the best answer to who do you want to see step in the ring with Hugh Douglas? And we've gotten enormous answers today. I mean, we're talking about Michael Smith, Jim Miller, the gorilla that fought the 100 men in the hypothetical.
That
and,
guy,
of
Mike's
course,
cousin.
Mike's cousin, who Hugh had a scuffle
who he headbutted one time
back in 03.
Yeah, yeah, headbutted.
I got to say, I heard the story off the air. Oh, yeah. Mike's cousin deserved it.
He deserves it?
Oh,
really?
Wow. Yeah, he had it coming. Hmm. So that's okay. His fault. All right, 215-592-9494. Your phone calls. Next segment, it also is a Football Friday, which means we got a guest that takes Friday. What is everyone saying on Monday before the end of the show, you people, and we got to come together with a same game parlay for the Eagles and the Chiefs on Sunday, which is going to be a win. I expect it. Hugh hopes it. Where do you come down? Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Fall's here, people. I don't care what anybody says. And the two things that go on in fall are football and pumpkin spice season. That's right. Hatfield is changing the game with their whole new pumpkin spice bacon. Pumpkin spice thick cut bacon, that is. Warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery stores. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.